This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are comfortable, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem enjoys sunny skies, while Haifa remains clear and calm. A warm night is expected across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fires on the north, and the IDF strikes Beirut in a new escalation. French President Macron condemns the strikes, while former President Trump criticizes NATO. This comes to us from Ynet, reported 3 hours ago. Also from the Jerusalem Post, just in, the death of former Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and the subsequent ceasefire raise questions about the region's future. Also this hour, the U.S. and Iran have agreed on a fragile 2-week ceasefire, though Israel emphasizes that this does not extend to Lebanon. This is according to Forward, reported 10 hours ago. Separately, alarms sound in northern Israel as Hezbollah launches a rocket barrage after 9 hours of quiet. This update comes from I-24 News, reported 3 hours ago. And finally, the IDF confirms it has halted strikes on Iran, but operations continue against Hezbollah in Lebanon. This news is from JNS, reported 22 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. ABC reports that at least 254 people have died and over 1,165 are injured due to Israeli attacks across Lebanon on Wednesday, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English notes that an Iranian delegation will arrive in Islamabad tonight for conflict resolution talks, writing on X just now. Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas expressed relief over the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement, but warns of ongoing uncertainty in the region, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the escalating conflict, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's rocket fire is a response to alleged Israeli ceasefire violations. The IDF strikes on Beirut have drawn international condemnation. The situation remains tense, with implications for regional stability and international diplomatic efforts. Turning to Iran's political landscape, the Jerusalem Post shares that Ali Khamenei's death leaves a significant power vacuum. Analysts speculate on potential shifts in Iran's military strategy. The ceasefire raises hopes, but leaves many questions unanswered. Meanwhile, Forward highlights the fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. However, Israel's decision not to extend this to Lebanon suggests continued hostilities. The situation remains volatile, impacting diplomatic relations and regional peace efforts. On the economic front, Maariv reports that the economic toll of the recent conflict on Iran is estimated between $140 and $145 billion. This highlights the severe impact of the ongoing geopolitical tensions. Separately, Y Net Business notes that despite record oil revenues, Iran's economy faces significant challenges due to the conflict. The sustainability of these revenues remains in question. And finally, Globes reports that Israel plans to increase production of Arrow interceptor missiles. This decision marks a significant boost for Israel aerospace industries, with substantial financial implications. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.